For the KVIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Casey Murray. After years of debate, Kansas City will have a street named for Martin Luther King Jr. The city's Parks and Recreation Board on Tuesday approved a proposal to rename a 5-mile route along Thoroughfare that runs east to west after the civil rights icon. City officials and civil rights activists celebrated the decision and vowed that the move was just the first step in larger plans to honor King and help foster racial unity in the city. The vote comes after a 2019 election in which voters chose to remove King's name from another well-known boulevard in the city. The new plan drew little opposition. Missouri has joined other states in suspending the use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, while federal agencies look into 6 cases in which women who received the single-dose drug developed blood clots. Dr. Randall Williams, director of the state's Department of Health and Senior Services, said in a news release Tuesday that Missouri was taking the step out of an abundance of caution. He made the announcement after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration advised pausing the use of the drug while they investigate the 6 cases. More than 6.8 million doses of the J&J vaccine have been administered in the U.S., the vast majority with no or mild side effects. Missouri House members grilled Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director Ann Hugh on Monday for aggressively pursuing collection of unemployment benefit overpayments. Fernando Naro reports.
As the pandemic hit Missouri last year, unemployment assistance claims skyrocketed. The state, in a hurry to spread help to as many people as quickly as possible, mistakenly distributed more than $100 million in state and federal unemployment benefits to over 45,000 people. Representatives on the House Government Oversight Committee thought they had reached a deal last month with Governor Mike Parson to pause all collection of overpayments, but the Department of Labor continued sending collection letters for the state portion. Jared Taylor is the chair of the Government Oversight Committee. He's a Republican representing Christian County.
I mean, it was specifically clear in this hearing, this was not behind closed doors, that if someone was working in good faith with the department and they were working with you and in communication with you, that these nasty letters would not be sent out to them.
But the letters kept going out. The state even sent lien notices to 32 people. Under pressure from lawmakers, Director Hughes said the Department of Labor would pause all non-fraud related collections, and all 32 lien notices were withdrawn from court before the hearing concluded. For the Missouri News Network in Jefferson City, I'm Fernando Narro.
And I'm Casey Murray, KBIA News, Columbia.